Patrick Maloney is a student at Sonoma State University, where he's also the co-founder and chief operating officer of Entrepanoma. This is a new student-run business program to foster entrepreneurialism on the campus, and they have a special event today. Let's start by talking about just exactly what's happening.
So the event is Market Day, and it stems from a personal dream that I have had for a while, longer than Entrepanoma, and that I know lots of students who are doing entrepreneurial things, and I wanted to provide an outlet for them to sell and to showcase their stuff, and also for the rest of the community to see what they're doing and have that be a point of pride for the university.
What are a couple of examples of things on display?
We've got some clothing companies. We have a student-run children's party event. We have a couple of awesome senior engineering design projects that have potential to be some really disruptive technologies, including a smart garden watering technology, an assistive eye ultrasonic technology, as well as a music promotion website. We've got DJs. We've got art. It sort of runs the gamut of all of the different types of student innovation and businesses that we've created over at Sonoma State.
It sounds like many of these are extracurricular, but maybe a few are related to the course of study?
Yeah. Some of them are just students who were sort of doing it as a passion and wanted to have it be sort of a hobby on the side. And we have a couple of teams actually from the Lean Launchpad class, which is a methodology from Steve Blank down in Silicon Valley. And that's taught by Cheryl O'Loughlin, who is the former CEO of Clif Bar and will be speaking at the Sustainable Enterprise Conference later this month.
How many people participating then?
We have about 30 different students either doing art, student businesses, music, in a variety of different ways, about 30 of them.
And are you looking for particular outcomes as a result of the participation?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would really love to see community involvement. I really wanted this event to not only be other students checking out what other students are doing, but the community seeing what our students are doing.
Are they looking for further business opportunities as a result of the exposure?
Yeah, I know one business, Cesar Cruz, he's doing some videography for the Healdsburg Foundation. He's doing stuff for local restaurants in the area. So a lot of these businesses have potential to expand, some of our clothing businesses, and they're definitely looking for business from local businesses as well as any other type of support or mentorship to expand their network and also entrepreneurs.
This being a first-time event, what do you expect to learn from it?
I think that we're definitely going to learn about the best ways to help support our student entrepreneurs. I think this whole year has been a learning process, and this is just another one of those hypotheses is what can we best offer our students who are thinking entrepreneurially and acting in innovative ways.
Already thinking about version 2 for next year?
Yes, definitely. And I think it'll be a component that'll be tied into a future program that we're still developing, but I think it'll be a much bigger expansion next year that'll really, really run the gamut of all of the entrepreneurial thinking that goes on campus, because we really like to think of entrepreneurship as not just starting a business, but a way of thinking and a way of life.
Well, Patrick, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks, Bruce. I really appreciate it.